Hello, it's Monday, July the 13th, and I trust that you're well. And if you were in church yesterday, chances are perhaps I didn't see you. Church at the minute reminds me of a room full of owls with just two eyes staring at me. But it is what it is, and we'll get through this season and out on the other side by the grace of God. Now we're looking at the Psalms together, and today we are in Psalm 26. And it's a psalm, again, that brings to mind, as last Thursday's psalm, Psalm 25, the chesed, the steadfast love, the covenant love, unbreakable love of God for us in Jesus Christ. And the psalmist says in verse 3, "For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness," not in my faithfulness, but in God's faithfulness to us. And then in verses 6 to 8, "I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." It's a picture, of course, of the temple, and the psalmist is recollecting a visit that he has made to the temple and worship and approaching God and being searched by him and rejoicing in his faithfulness and singing. And it's what all of us miss about church right now. Some of us are back and some of us are able to do it, and all of us are doing it online, but worship is the worship of God in the company of his people on the Lord's Day is the highlight and pinnacle of our faith, and we miss it, and we ask the Lord every day to bring us all back so that we can experience once again what the psalmist in Psalm 26 is describing. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And at the minute we're doing that virtually, but we're looking forward to the day when all of us can be back in church to worship, to sing, to be searched by God's word, to give him praise and glory. And Psalm 26, the Lord bless you today.